There's a nifty line in the Constitution that promises freedom of speech. It is, in the words incanted by 1,000 politicians and editorial writers, the birthright of every American. But wipe away those patriotically prideful tears and listen to last week's real-life tale of Blog, Breast, and Bam Bam Barber, the guy who claims he was fired for writing an anti-gay essay, an unlikely trio caught up in free speech concerns. Caught, as in the bear trap sense of the word. Turns out that those who create blogs as their virtual free-for-all diaries, those prominent radio hosts who utter potentially inappropriate words, and those employees who pen their thoughts on homosexuality can't always protect themselves with the First Amendment, no matter what the average American thinks the First Amendment means. Remember, Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech. Those words, of which we so often hear only the final three, have been interpreted to mean that the government can't penalize you for exercising your First Amendment rights without having a really good reason. But that person you blogged about on the internet, writing false or even truthful things that ruin her reputation, that radio station that you thought had a pretty open mind and open dictionary, that employer that may encourage some forms of creative endeavor outside the office, but not all, they wouldn't be the government. They'd be private actors. And the First Amendment doesn't say boo about them. They can sue you, suspend you, fire you, though you may have other legal options, so contact your local attorney should said actions occur. As for the harmful blog entry, regular torts like defamation or publication of private facts just might apply. The First Amendment won't necessarily protect a blogger from tort action. Unless you think you can blog with anonymity by taking a generic name like CubsFan1 online, a Delaware court recently ordered an internet service provider to reveal the true name of an anonymous blogger. The interests of the person harmed by the blogger beat out any First Amendment rights to anonymous speech. The radio example? To reject certain words, like the anatomically audacious B word, aren't only FCC issues, they're also programming decisions. And programming decisions, even in public radio, depending on the precise facts, are the prerogative of the station. Take the radio host in California who used too much Spanish for his employer's programming wishes. He lost his job, and the First Amendment, a court found, had nothing to say about it. Finally, an employee's personal views about some hot-button topic can lead to a lost job. When a restaurant fired a waitress allegedly for a talk about abortion, a Texas court upheld the firing. Her employment was at the employer's will, the court found, and the employer could fire her for just about any reason, First Amendment or not. Texas is a tough state for employees, sure, but the at-will concept is a national one. Freedom of speech? Not always, not in every situation. Just ask the many persons who've unsuccessfully claimed free speech when their speech proved costly. They tell you that it's, well, I'd better not say. I'm Amy Guy.